Okay, rundown. Today is August 3rd. We are back in the office. Old school, like an old fool. And I gotta be honest, we tried to do this yesterday. I was locked out of the office. They changed the keys, so it was a total wasted trip. Nothing has changed in the office. There is no company in the world that could have an office that they've moved out of literally have everything in it. Like, everything's in it. The temperature's the same. I have, like, gifts. I have everything. They're literally not. The internet's still on. Probably a waste of money for the churn people that were still paying for all the electricity, all the fucking internet, everything still fully functioning. But for days like this, when we're going to do the rundown, back in the office, I'm back in Boston and Pays. Brought to you by Montbeau Jeans. They're the ones who got me back on jeans. So thank you to them. Great jeans. 20% off your first pair. Use the code THERUNDOWN. Order your Montbeau Jeans. They're comfortable. If you go to a department store, you should be paying like $200 for jeans. With us, with these guys, Montbeau, you get them for like $100, so great deal for anybody who cares about deal. KFC, you look confused. Is something wrong?
Nope, keep going.
Can we hear anything here? Dan, are you doing frozen face to just throw it back like old school? Dan is doing frozen face. So congrats to that, Dan, doing frozen face right back in the same thing. All right, let's start it. He went frozen face on us early. Let's start it with this story that broke yesterday. So the Texas Rangers out in the Dominican, there's like a hazing story, basically, is what we got. A masturbation story. It involves, there's so many different angles to this. So it's like six guys pinned down a player, like on a bed, and forcibly like masturbate, like gave him a hand job and made him jerk off. So there's so many different sides. Like, is that gay? How do you jerk off if you're not gay? And then we also find out the Rangers have a player in their organization. They have Roughned Odor's younger brother, who is also named Roughned Odor, which is maybe a bigger story than getting masturbating. A lot of things to chew on this one. What do you get on the Texas Rangers Dominican masturbation story, Big Cat?
I know this sounds crazy and probably like a little insensitive, but I feel like this isn't hazing in any kind of like Dominican Republic or Latin like culture. I feel like this is just guys being guys. Like, sometimes they'll just tie you down and jerk you off. That's just what like baseball players in Latin America do as part of their hazing. You know, like football players in America, they'll tie the rookie to the goalpost and throw ice on him and tape him. In Dominican Republic, they'll just like tie you down and jerk you off till you come.
I can't see.
I really do. I really believe that. It's crazy, but it's like I honestly don't think any of the people who were part of this feel like they hazed anyone whatsoever.
So they clearly said everybody was laughing in the story. They're like, everyone was laughing and having a good time and come with this flying.
Of course they're laughing. Yes, it's a classic Dominican Republic gag. Just jerk a dude
off. That dude's dick hard? Has to be.
You can't forcibly jerk somebody off, I think, with a soft dick. There's no fun. I don't know anything about this hazing prank. It's not funny if he's just got a soft dick. And everyone's like trying to do it. Nothing's happening.
Can you imagine this dude being like, no, 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 but he's fucking rock hard and coming everywhere? Like, or is he just like, come on, man?
By the way, I love how we're cutting in and out. Everyone's like, oh, this, that. Just FYI, whenever we do a rundown in this office, 2 hours a day goes into it trying to get the rundown to work with all the different parts. I'm using like a wire here. But yeah, he had to be hard. There had to be – cum has to come out first. Also, it's why they always say when like a big thing in Major League Baseball is like, oh, the Latin or Dominican players don't get along with like the white players. Like there's segments, and this is why. Like in America, this is not cool hazing. You get stories like this, it's a big deal. Dominican Roughned Odor's younger brother, Roughned Odor, is jerking a guy off. That's, I think, Dan, you hit it. That's just Dominican guys having fun. They're all laughing, but it is a little strange. And somebody must have had to complain, right, for this to be an issue.
Yeah, I would assume.
It was probably a white guy.
Oh, no, it was a Snapchat. It was a Snapchat. Someone took a Snapchat. So this might not have even been like a complaint situation. It just might have been, let's get out in front of this. It probably doesn't look good for the Texas Rangers to have like eight dudes jerking off another dude with Texas Ranger logos all over them.
Also raised a good point. I don't know when stuff like this starts, but I have a hard time believing it's your first rodeo. Like, you don't start hazing by like, we're gonna pin this guy down and then just jerk him. Like, that's something that's been developed. It's a rite of passage of sorts.
That's my point. I feel like jerking off a dude is the same as like putting a whoopee cushion under someone in America. Like that, they're one and the same.
That's. I want to disagree with you, but I don't know if I can. Speaking of weird stories and insanity, so we talked about Kanye yesterday. Well, he's insane, apparently. You guys hypothesized on this. Now we're getting a story. He actually got led out of his house in handcuffs and put in an insane asylum. The quote I read on what drove him insane, if you take it in isolation, could be the best quote of all time. It's his wife, Kim, his thieving jealousy of Beyonce, and he's upset that he has a riff right now with Jay-Z. So that's what they're saying has forced him to go nuts. He doesn't sleep, I guess. I don't know if you saw Kris Jenner talking about what was wrong with him, but his spirit is like just a little bit lost right now. It made no sense, but she's like a dark-spirited guy. Sometimes his spirit gets all turned around, and you just end up in an insane asylum. What do you got, Club Cool KFC? What do you got on Kanye going nuts?
I said this not too long ago, and the internet got mad at me. I said I think Kanye West is going to kill himself one day. I'm on the right track here. This he's gone off the deep end. This is the Kardashian curse. No one's safe from that. I think we're about to see Kanye go truly off the deep end. Way worse than before.
And by the way, it's not a curse. That's just, it's like, that's what they do to men. Like, you end up like Lamar Odom or fucking Kanye.
That's the point. Like, at what point do the police show up and arrest the Kardashians? You can't almost kill Lamar Odom. Make Rob Kardashian suicidal. Like, make Kanye West go to an insane asylum and not be held responsible. I want someone to go to the Kardashian compound and put Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian in handcuffs right now.
And since this is a throwback retro rundown, memories are flooding back. But if we go to my favorite stories in the history of the rundown, it is still Rob Kardashian flying to France for Kim's wedding. Couldn't fit into the Versace purple like wedding day outfit and just turned around, got on a plane and went home. That is how
that's
you
fucking
in spirit. They murder people.
That's bullying. You know when there's these cases now where like, oh, this kid got bullied so hard or shamed so hard, they like actually prosecute the kids that bully him? Like that's what the Kardashians are dangerously close to.
Guy just wants to start his own fucking sock company and they made it act like they spend so much time on all their businesses. They wouldn't give Rob Kardashian like 5 cents and not even one tweet for a sock business. Chris Christie, this is a good, by the way, we have a pretty solid lineup for this retro rundown. Chris Christie, the rumor on the street is why he got snubbed by Trump for his cabinet or whatever he was trying to get in, like he was appointing jobs because Trump didn't like the way that Chris Christie was pushing his way to the front for pictures after he won the election. And then there's pictures of him. He's everywhere. But when you're that fat and you're that big, are you allowed to be that overtly, like just kind of shoving your way through the crowd to make sure front and center? Trump didn't like it. He was Trump's number one supporter. Didn't like his attitude trying to get in the front. Big Cat, what do you got on Chris Christie?
It is the most believable story on both sides that I've ever heard. Like, of course Chris Christie spent all of election night trying to nudge his fat elbows into all the pictures and like squirming around. He probably was sweating. It was probably more aerobics than he's done in like a decade, just trying to move around into various pictures. And then of course Trump kicked him out of the inner circle because of it. It's great. I mean, this is what we were talking about yesterday, Dave. Like Trump, are you mad Trump's in the president? Yeah. But these kind of stories are absolutely fantastic.
Like I could legitimately see Trump, you just got elected president. And like all he's talking about is look at Chris Christie, pushing.
They had a meeting. Before they decided the Secretary of Defense, they're like, we got to have a meeting about Chris Christie pushing into all these pictures on election night.
And it's so disgusting. Melania's hot, Ivanka's put together, and then Chris Christie's like sloppy fupa everywhere. He's not just a fat guy, he's a disgusting fat guy with that fupa. You're ruining every picture, Chris. Get out of here. Out of my cabin.
Another, what I thought, fascinating story. So we have this story that came out. A guy has a party, a couple has a party at their house, right? And the boyfriend tells the girlfriend, he says, hey, listen, if these people don't leave after three times when we tell them the party is over, just start shooting people. So The party goers ignore, hey, party's over, time to leave, they stay. Party's over, time to leave, they stay. Party's over, time to stay, they time to leave, they stay. Girlfriend takes the gun out and starts shooting people. Got, and apparently not in the air, because she shot one of the guests who was fleeing in the leg. Also shot the boyfriend, which is seems like a huge mishap when you're shooting the guy who's throwing the party and your boyfriend. What do you got? Is it ever okay to shoot people if they won't leave a party KFC?
Where did this happen? Do we know?
I'm going to just guess Florida.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing to me. Like, if this is going on in Florida, it all makes sense to me. I think if you give fair warning that you're saying it three times and you're in Florida, you can absolutely open fire. That's part of living in Florida. That's the Sunshine State. That's how it goes. Get the fuck out or you get shot. Florida or Texas.
Three is a lot. If you tell people party's over three times, that's when gunplay maybe becomes in play. Big Cat?
So regular people rules, yes. You can tell people, like, you can overstay your welcome and you can be, you know, forcibly kicked out. This felt like a trailer trash party, and those parties don't have an ending. That's like the you know, when they send out the invite, it's question mark for the end. It's basically when all the drugs wear off. So I don't think you can kick someone out of a trailer park party. I think they just stay until, like, whatever you're burning in the front lawn is done burning. Whenever the bath salts stop working, that's when the party's over. Not when someone says, I'm tired, I want to go to bed.
Bay County, Florida.
Bay County, Florida. By the way, sad that, like, nobody knew where it was, but it was so clearly Florida. I mean, so clearly Florida. I agree with you. It sounds like one of those things. And I do that sometimes. Like, oh, let's do a party. And then it's like, oh, I don't really want to do this party anymore. But you get yourself in with the tea. Matthew McConaughey, Texas. So he's caught walking out of, like, it looks like he's food shopping. I love McConaughey. He makes me laugh. It's a TMZ-type person. They're like, sorry to creep on you. You can tell McConaughey he's actually mad. He's like, yeah, you are creeping on me. And then they just say the magic word to McConaughey. He's like, we want to talk Texas football. Stops on his tracks, turns around, gives a speech, like, maybe the best Charlie Strong speech I've ever heard.
That's going to be the legacy of Charlie Strong. And that's a great thing, and that's why we're going to go out whoop TCU's ass Friday.
Thank you so much.
Like, when these kids leave here, what Charlie Strong did was make them men who understand what life is about. And he throws in at the end, we're going to kick TCU's ass for Charlie Strong. Not to go gambling, I made it my mortal lock. That's a little teaser there. But I love McGonaghy. And nobody loves Texas more than him. Big Cat?
Yeah, you have to bet on Texas solely because of this. And McConaughey, for some reason, he is timeless in the fact that he always looks like he, like, is walking out of a frat house party after, I don't know, 20 beers and maybe a little ecstasy. He's got that, like, glow and, like, tired look but wild eyes about him that I don't know how he still does it. Like, dude, you're, like, 45 now, but he still has that look.
Straight out of Dazed and Confused, and also knows when he just hit a homer in line. There's nobody who knows. He's something during that video, and he just kind of looks at the camera.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, put that on the billboard. Like, he knows it.
How does Texas not just hire this guy? Because every time he does this, you both make it a mortal lock. Every time. This is it. He should just fucking coach Texas.
I want to put it past him. He basically does. They don't have to pay him. Yeah. He shows up anyways. Real quick shout out, next one. So Newt Gingrich showed up at Trump Tower wearing a cape, and I do not believe he was doing that ironically, because he wouldn't make it. He just was wearing a cape, KFC.
It's not a cape, though. That's sleeves. It's a trench
coat.
That
wasn't a cape?
No, he just buttoned a fucking coat up here. He had sleeves on.
Oh, all right. Well, then that defeats it. I thought it was a straight-up cape.
If it is a cape, it doesn't look like cape to me. A cape is a power move. I think he just had a weird button on his jacket.
Can we all agree that a Trump should start wearing capes? That would be amazing.
Yeah. Imagine that. Well, I mean, it's like the LeBron, when we wanted LeBron to be the villain, when he was clearly the villain in Miami, but he wouldn't accept it. If Trump starts wearing a cape and, like, all of his cronies start wearing capes, I mean, that's, you have to kind of respect that.
It's actually, like, the best idea maybe we've ever had. Imagine if our entire government, like, on the Trump side, just start wearing capes everywhere. That would be fucking
And, like, maybe the, like, eyed wide shut, like the Phantom of the Opera mask, the half mask.
I'd
love it. I'd be all in on that. Last story of the day. I feel like we have these. There's a plus size model on the subway in New York. She just starts talking about being body shamed. She's like, I'm going to strip for you. New York subway. Again, KFC, you blogged it. To me, it's the end of the story. This girl's flat fucking hot.
Yeah.
This girl's flat fucking hot. So shut up about your body image issues, because you are in the top like 20, 15% of attractive women. Her face is really fucking hot. Her tits were awesome. So she was a little thicker, but she was thick. Her stomach was not, her stomach was like flat. So fuck this chick. I'd hate this girl if I was a real fat girl. You walk one day in a real fat girl's shoes. KFC?
And I mean, if you look at her Instagram and shit, it's all sexy pictures of her, like, showing off her ass. Like, she knows she's hot. So I don't want to hear this, like, I was so tortured and my body's a temple that I've come to accept. Like, you know that you're pretty fucking sexy, and that's the reason you're taking your clothes off. So shut the fuck up.
Pick up. As a fat person, how do you feel?
Well, okay.
I had to do it. We're in the throwback.
By the way, I can see myself, and when I went to grab my, I think I went to fix my earpiece, these buttons are not doing so hot.
Yeah, but for those shirts sometimes do. Dan, you look fabulous, man. You look great.
Thank you. Hey, thanks. I look good in my old apartment. Besides the whole she's not fat thing, I've only been in New York for 3 months, but I have learned quickly that when you're on the subway, you don't listen to anything anyone ever has to say, no matter what. There's like a doo-wop fucking band that comes on my subway car every morning. And they sing so loud in everyone's face, and no one even flinches. It's like the mannequin challenge on the car. So fuck this chick to think. Like, that's the worst place to get anyone's attention. Go, I don't know, Kevin, you go somewhere else. But you know that, what I'm saying, Kevin. The subway is the last place you can get people's attention.
Dude, it's an eternal rule. You put your head down and you shut the fuck up. That's it. I don't care. I don't even. She's a hot chick getting naked, and I'm still mad at her. Just shut up. We're all down, underground, and miserable. Leave us alone until we get off the train.
All right. That's a rundown. It's the last rundown of before Thanksgiving. So off all the rest of Thanksgiving. Any happy Thanksgiving to you, fellas. Hope you enjoy your turkey.
Dave. Thankful for you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you for being thankful.
Is that what you're thankful for? Are you thankful for me being thankful for you?
Thank you. For Black Friday.
Do you want to describe what the office is like right now when you walk in?
Yeah, I did. The office is the same exact. And what's crazy is my nose starts running instantly. Bring on the nose jokes from all. But it's the same fucking temperature when we have nothing. It's always freezing in here. It literally is like nothing changed. There's a pile. They're still delivering mail. There's like lawsuits floating around in here. It's
You know what, Dave? You know what I like about that old office? You look significantly uglier, which is hard to do, but you look a lot uglier in that office. I'm not trying to be mean. That's not me being mean.
I mean, that was like I'll actually take that as a compliment. You're saying I look better in person.
Yeah, but you're.
Okay, thank you, Tim. That was a very nice thing to say, man. I appreciate it.
I'm thankful for you.
All turkeys and gobble gobble right now in the last.
Dave, I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for Peter Chernin. God bless the two of you, because you're about to lose so much fucking money on Black Friday. I feel bad. I said this on the Pick'em podcast. Peter Chernin, he has no idea what company he bought into. Did you even tell him about Black Friday? Did you tell him how much money you lose?
By the way, did you know, Kevin, we have a coworker, Reese Witherspoon?
I heard. I did hear about this. Reese, what up, babe? Welcome to the show.
Well, maybe not after Black Friday.
Shout out Reese Witherspoon. Loved her in, what's that, Pretty Blonde? What is that movie?
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. Loved her in that. Loved her in Cruel Intentions. So happy to work with Reese. Welcome to the family. You can come on, be part of the rundown, come to the office. We'd love to have you.
Hope you still have a job after Black Friday, Reese.
Black Friday will show. Can we get a couple of the Viva La Stool purple ones hot? We got the Larry's Goldfish. We got the Fire Goodells. We got a lot of good shit. So, yeah, bye. Friday, Black Friday starts at noon. No, night. All right. Anything else? We good? All right. Talk to you guys later.
Today's Rundown Podcast is brought to you by 54club.com. Go to 54club.com and use the promo code RUNDOWN at signup. And for the month of November, you get the club package. This month is an exclusive collaboration capsule with iconic menswear designer Mark McNary. So sign up today and get 40% off your first package plus a pair of Clubmaster sunglasses. That's a $75 value. And the offer expires November 30th, 2016. So act fast. Go right now, 54club.com. Put in that promo code RUNDOWN, and you can get 40% off your first package and a pair of $75 sunglasses. 54club.com right now, promo code RUNDOWN.